This week, Jill Ward has been riding around the village of Tibthorpe. Next week, David Eggleston will be doing the riding around. This is BBC Radio Humberside, the time, 5 o'clock. In His Name, our united act of worship came this Sunday morning from the parish church of St. Nicholas, Hesel Road, in Hull. The service was, in fact, centred on the sacrament of baptism, when a baby girl, Jane Fothergill, was christened by the vicar of St. Nicholas, the Reverend Christopher Hawthorne. The address was given by the minister of Askew Avenue Methodist Church, the Reverend John Meyer, and the scripture reading was by the assistant curate of St. Nicholas, the Reverend Ronald Darrock. The organist, Mr. Frederick Goffin, was playing an opening voluntary as, this morning, we took listeners over to St. Nicholas Parish Church, Hesel Road, Hull.
On behalf of the members of this church, I welcome you to St. Nicholas this morning. Today we are having a baptism, and the child Jane is the daughter of two of our regular members. During the service, we shall be welcoming Jane into the family of Christ Church, not into the Church of England, but as a member of the family of all Christian people. Now, baptism is almost meaningless unless the child grows up as a regular worshipping member of a church. And as infant baptism is the first part in growing up and becoming a Christian, we have godparents or sponsors who will later be making promises for her. Now, this service will, I hope, not only remind us of what baptism is all about, but also what it means to be a Christian, and to those of us who are godparents or sponsors, remind us of our duties to our own godchildren. Now, we begin our service with a hymn of worship taken from Isaiah's vision in the temple, for the world badly needs a sense of vision and of the presence of God if it is going to become his kingdom. The hymn, Bright the Vision That Delighted.
Thank you.
beloved in Christ Jesus, seeing that all men are from their birth prone to sin, but that God willeth all men to be saved, for God is love, that our Saviour Christ saith, none can enter into the kingdom of God, except he be born anew of water and of the Holy Ghost. I beseech you to call upon the God the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, that of his bounteous mercy he will grant to this child that thing which by nature she cannot have, that she may be baptized with water and the Holy Spirit, and received into Christ's holy church, and be made a living member of the same. Almighty and everlasting God, who by the baptism of thy well-beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in the River Jordan, did sanctify water to the mystical washing away of sin, mercifully look upon this child, wash her and sanctify her with the Holy Spirit, that she may be received into the ark of Christ's church, and being steadfast in faith, joyful through hope and rooted in love, may so pass the ways of this troublesome world that finally she may come to the land of everlasting life, there to reign with thee world without end, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
St. Mark chapter 10, verse 13. They brought children for Jesus to touch, and the disciples scolded them for it. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and said to them, let the children come to me. Do not try to stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And he put his arms round them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Here ends the lesson.
You hear in this gospel the words of our Saviour Christ when he commanded the children to be brought unto him. You perceive how he took them in his arms and blessed them. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Doubt not therefore, but earnestly believe that he loves this child, that he approves this work of ours in bringing her to holy baptism, that he's ready to receive her, to embrace her with the arms of his mercy, and to give her the blessing of eternal life. Wherefore, we being thus persuaded of the good will of our heavenly Father, towards this infant declared by his Son, Jesus Christ, let us faithfully and devoutly give thanks unto him. We say together, Almighty and everlasting God, heavenly Father, we give thee humble thanks for that thou hast called us to the knowledge of thy grace and to faith in thee. Increase this knowledge and confirm this faith in us evermore. Give thy Holy Spirit to this infant, that she may be born again and be made an heir of everlasting salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
A baby girl has been brought here this morning for christening. This is what the Christian Church calls the sacrament of holy baptism. In this simple and beautiful rite of admission into the Christian Church, the good news of the Christian message is proclaimed. This is not a ritual thought up by the Church, but it is something that Jesus himself instructed his followers to do. It is a sign given by Jesus that God loves every one of us and will receive anyone who will come to him. It is a pledge, God's pledge, of adoption into his family. And so, as we in faith and obedience to Jesus baptize this child, God says to her, I love you, you are my child, you belong to my family. God also speaks to every one of us through this ceremony, because the sprinkling of water on the head symbolizes the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. and that as through faith in him we let our old self die, so with him we rise to new life in Christ. Baptism is a sign which says that God loves every one of us so much that he comes to us in Jesus and suffers, dies, and conquers sin and death, so that we may be brought into the life of God and saved from the sin and death of the soul, which is the inevitable result of our separation from God. And baptism also shows us how we can come to God, how we can know God, and how we can live with God in his family. Jesus said, "Unless you turn round and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, this baby hasn't passed any exams to get into God's family. This baby hasn't paid any entrance fee to join God's family. This baby doesn't even understand what is happening. Yet, she is definitely received into God's family, because baptism is God's own sign and pledge that he receives this child just as she is. Lots of people stay outside the family of God and don't enjoy the life of the kingdom of heaven because they think that they must do something, pay something, come up to some standard before God will accept them. "I'm not religious," people say, "so the church isn't for me. I'm not good enough. I'm weak. I've failed to live up to Christian standards, so the church isn't for me." Many people don't understand the teachings of religion. They hear so many arguments about it that they're confused. And they can't prove that God even exists, so that they think that the church is not for them. Baptism tells how wrong you are if you think and feel this way. Baptism says that God loves everyone, and that includes you and me. Baptism says that you have to come to God just like this little baby. Come just as you are, with all your weaknesses and failures and sin. Come with all your questions and doubts and problems. Know you what it is to be a child? It is to have a spirit yet streaming from the waters of baptism. It is to believe in love, to believe in loveliness, to believe in belief. It is to see a world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wild flower, to hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. So learn from this little baby how to come to God and find heaven. This baby's helpless. She can do nothing for herself. She can't understand the life she has or the world in which she lives. This baby depends utterly on the love and care of mum and dad to look after her and to teach her and train her for life. And before God, all of us are babies. The trouble is that as we grow up, we become so proud of our own strength, our own ability, our own intelligence, that we won't admit that we really are helpless. We like to stand on our own feet, to go it alone, to sort things out for ourselves. And the real values of life, like love and beauty and goodness and God, which as children we accepted without question. These things are mysteries that our minds can't understand. So we stop thinking about them. God doesn't fit into our systems of thought. So we reject God. For a long time now, many people have believed that mankind can save himself, that we can put this world right with our science, our technology, education, social reform, and so on. But any honest person who looks at our world today with clear eyes will see that this just doesn't work. It is not true. We need some power to change human nature if our world is to be saved from destruction. With all our knowledge and cleverness, we are helpless to save ourselves. We need help. But until we admit that we need help and are willing to accept help, we can't be helped. This baby is helpless, but the baby doesn't worry, and it has no fears because it trusts. The baby takes all the help it needs from mum and dad because it trusts. This baby doesn't demand proof that mum is strong enough to hold her and cares enough not to drop her. The baby doesn't insist on testing the milk that mother gives to make sure that it isn't poison before she will drink it. The baby doesn't understand what mum and dad are doing for her, and she may sometimes object to having her nappies changed, being bathed, or put to bed. But just because she trusts mum and dad and accepts their care and training, she is able to grow up healthily and happily. Now, this is exactly what the Christian message means when it says that we are saved through faith. Faith isn't believing what isn't true. Faith isn't closing our minds to reason. Faith is trusting. Trusting that God loves and cares for us and allowing Christ to take control of our lives. We must face facts and be honest and admit our helplessness. And then trust the love that God shows to us in Jesus. When we put ourselves into his hands, then and only then can we have proof that God exists, that Christ is alive, that he is with us, that he does care for us. And it is in this trust that we learn his ways and grow up in knowledge of God and of real life, which is eternal life. Unless you turn round and become like children, you can never enter the kingdom of God.
The hymn, "In Token That Thou Shalt Not Fear, Christ Crucified to Own."
Thank you.
this child here to be baptized, you have prayed that our Lord Jesus Christ would be pleased to receive her, to cleanse her, and to sanctify her. Our Lord hath promised in his gospel to grant all these things that you have prayed for, which promise he for his part will most surely keep and perform. You on your part must undertake on behalf of this infant three things. First, that she will renounce the devil and all his works. Secondly, that she will constantly believe God's holy word. And thirdly, that she will obediently keep his commandments. I demand, therefore, do you in the name of this child renounce the devil and all his works, the vain pomp and glory of the world, with all covetous desires of the same, and the sinful desires of the flesh, so that you will not follow nor be led by them.
I do.
Do you in the name of this child profess the Christian faith?
I do.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting. Amen.
Do you in the name of this child promise obedience to God's holy will and commandments?
I do.
Jane Suzanne, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We receive this child into the congregation of Christ's flock, and assign her with the sign of the cross, in token that hereafter she shall not be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified, and manfully to fight under his banner against sin, the world, and the devil, and to continue Christ's faithful soldier and servant unto her life's end.
Amen. Seeing now, beloved brethren, that Jane is born again and received into the family of Christ's church, let us give thanks unto Almighty God for these benefits, and with one accord make our prayers to him, that she may lead the rest of her life according to this beginning. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, whose blessed Son did share at Nazareth the life of an earthly home, bless, we beseech thee, the home of this child, and grant wisdom and understanding to all who have the care of her, that she may grow up in thy constant reverence and love, through the same thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
You who have brought this child to be baptized into the family of Christ Church must see that she be taught the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and the Ten Commandments, and all other things which a Christian ought to know and believe to his soul's health. See also that she be virtuously brought up to lead a godly and a Christian life. See also that she be brought to the bishop to be confirmed by him, so that strengthened with the gift of the Holy Spirit, she may come with due preparation to receive the Holy Communion of the body and blood of Christ, and to go forth into the world to serve God faithfully in the fellowship of his church. Will you help her to learn and to do all these things?
I will, the Lord being my helper.
Remember always that baptism represents unto us our Christian profession,
which is to follow the example of our Savior Christ and to be made like unto him, that as he died and rose again for us, so should we who are baptized die unto sin and rise again unto righteousness, continually putting to death all evil desires and daily advancing in all virtue and godliness of living. The hymn, Soldiers of Christ, Arise and Put Your Armor On. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forevermore.
This Sunday, our united act of worship came from the parish church of St. Nicholas, Hesel Road, Hull. The service took the form of a baptism or christening service, and it was conducted by the vicar, the Reverend Christopher Hawthorne. The address was given by the minister of Askew Avenue Methodist Church, the Reverend John Meyer. And the scripture reading was by the assistant curate of St. Nicholas, the Reverend Ronald Darrock. The organist and choirmaster at St. Nicholas is Mr. Frederick Goffin. At the centre of our act of worship today was Jane Fothergill and her parents and godparents. Next Sunday's broadcast service is being specially recorded in the East Riding village of Ellerton on Wednesday evening. The United Act of Worship is taking place in the United Reformed Church, where the minister, the Reverend Ernest Hickling, is conducting the service. A deacon of the church, Mr. Martin Daines, Mr. Bernard Rogers, and the Reverend Rex Witter, vicar of Ellerton, will share in leading the worship. The organist and choirmaster at the church is Mr. A. Brockhuysen. BBC Radio Humberside joins the Reverend Ernest Hickling in cordially inviting all listeners in the area who would like to take part in this recording next Wednesday evening at 7:15. That's in the United Reformed Church in Ellerton.